right, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. We're back on the Carolina Outdoors. As many of you may be asleep or waking up here, it's Memorial Day weekend, a Saturday, if you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT Radio as it blasts up and down the eastern seaboard. Many of you are subscribing to the podcast, or maybe you're heading over to jessebrowns.com to listen to the Carolina Outdoors. No matter how you're listening, we are glad that you are. Of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, looked at for many as the unofficial kickoff of summertime, so we need to celebrate that, and many of us head outdoors to celebrate that. Whether we're heading to the beach, maybe spending some time in the mountains, maybe you're going out to one of our area lakes, whether it be Lake Norman, Lake Wylie, Lake Murray, any of these Carolina lakes within the earshot of me right now. We hope that you will get out there and enjoy it and be safe. Of course, Memorial Day is not just the kickoff of summer. It's also represented by a couple of big car races. One of them got moved, the Indianapolis 500. It's still in Indianapolis, but it's going to be in August, August 23rd, instead of its normal place here during Memorial Day on a Sunday. It'll be in August. So that leaves our friends here in the Charlotte area, the Coca-Cola 600, as the only race going on that way. But we're going to watch it on television. Normally, a lot of people come into Charlotte area to watch that race, and we celebrate them as outdoor lovers, although those folks many times are bringing in their campers, their RVs, their tents. They're bringing them into the infield, even at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, setting up camp for the entire week to be able to enjoy watching the race in person. Not this year. This year it's going to be television only for all of us as we watch the Coca-Cola 600 that way. But nonetheless, it is a part of our tradition of Memorial Day and the Memorial Day weekend, and we welcome everyone to summertime here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of Memorial Day. For many, we may not know that it is a holiday that started out as Decoration Day. And this happened, of course, only in America as a memorial honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. It is on the last Monday of May each year. And as I said, it was originally known as Decoration Day. It started during the Civil War, which is a war that claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history. Over 600,000 American citizens died during that. That is when our first establishment of the first national cemeteries here in the United States began after that. And I don't know if you knew this, but each year on Memorial Day, there is a national moment of remembrance. It always takes place on that Memorial Day Monday at 3 p.m. local time. So remember that as you may be listening to this on a Saturday. Remember Monday at 3 p.m. that we are all taking part in a national moment of remembrance for those men and women who died serving our country. So anyway, whether you were living in the South over 150 years ago during the Civil War, or in the North, the first Decoration Day or Memorial Days were remembering those people who died during that time. It wasn't until 1971 that Memorial Day was recognized as a national holiday, and we continue recognizing it with this. Southern states, northern states, we've all united in celebrating, if that's the right word, Memorial Day. And it always makes me think of the song, a song, and a dislike of a song, or the improvement of a song. And I have told this story before here on the Carolina Outdoors, but it is the story of Butterfield's Lullaby. And this is the story about a song that we all know, but how that song came about the way we know it these days. It was a revision of a French bugle signal that was written by a Union general and his bugler 150 plus years ago outside of Richmond, Virginia. Brigade General Daniel Adams Butterfield and his brigade bugler, Oliver Norton, penned a revision of a French bugle signal after the Battle of Richmond, July 2, 1862. The reason? Butterfield felt that the Army's regulation call for lights out was too formal. He adopted the new tune and had it played at the end of each day. His men loved it, and other brigades began to adopt it. In fact, not only the Union troops enjoyed it, but also the Confederate troops. Within a few months of that July 2, 1862 day, both sides were using it to signal the end of the day. A week after it was first used for lights out, it was used during a burial ceremony. Union Captain John Tidball used it rather than the traditional three-round volley. Tidball felt the three-round volley would betray their location to the enemy and therefore replaced the volley with Butterfield's Lullaby. 10 months later, this Butterfield's Lullaby, written by a Union general and his bugler, was used at the funeral of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson. So now, 2020, Butterfield's Lullaby is used in accompaniment with the lowering of the flag and to signal lights out by scouts, military, and others. In 1891, Butterfield's Lullaby became regulation and is played at all U.S. military funeral ceremonies. What is Butterfield's Lullaby called now? This 24-note melancholy bugle call is better known to you and I as Taps. So celebrate that on this Memorial Day weekend. Celebrate blue line fly fishing. Celebrate our parks being open and the Memorial Day weekend kicking off summer. For Bill Bartee, thanks to Dave Bergman and TJ Boggs, this is the Carolina Outdoors. We'll see you next time right here.